welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks for keeping the conversation going on Twitch. Brought to you by DraftKings. We're with you until 10 o'clock. There'll be Mike Greenberg at 10, Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia at 2, Bleck and Abdallah at 6, Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8, all part of the mix right here on a Wednesday here on Chicago's Home for Sports. So we clearly know, Cap, where the Bears are going. We have speculated that based on the rest of the schedule and based on maybe Justin Fields not playing maybe for the rest of the season, that the Bears more than likely will not win another game. We knew that there was going to be a curve in the schedule. They're going to take on tough teams, Buffalo, the Eagles, Vikings. We kind of, I think when we made our predictions in August, we looked at it and said, boy, December is going to be really tough. And I think that with or without Fields, it's going to be difficult for the Bears to win games.
The amazing thing to me is the number of people, like our caller that we had in the last segment, who truly look back and go, boy, if we could have hung on in that game, and if we didn't fumble in that game, and if we don't get the ball ripped away from Smith-Marset in this game, we're right there. And if we don't trade Roquan and Robert Quinn, oh my God.
Yeah.
Stop. It's a horrible, horrible team. It's part of their process. They picked this lane. They were hoping they would finish top three in the draft. They weren't expecting to go to the playoffs.
The NFL incentivizes tanking, Cap.
They do it.
And here's we have a number of examples of teams trying to lose, trying to be able to get a top draft pick. You and I talk often about the Bears against the Jaguars a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that game? Which the Jaguars, they were trying to lose that game right
in front
of us.
Literally at the end of the first half, literally, didn't they go for it on fourth down so the Bears would be in field goal range?
Yes. Yes. It's exactly what happened. It was their own end.
Like, what are you doing?
It was their own end, maybe a 30.
Bears got an extra three and ended up winning the game by a billion.
Because they did that on purpose to get Trevor Lawrence, I believe, for that draft, right?
Might have been that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it happened also in 2014, when the Buccaneers removed roughly half of their starters at halftime of a Week 17 game against the Saints, which Tampa Bay led by double digits. The Saints came back and won that game, and the Buccaneers lost, and the Bucs secured dibs on the first pick in the 2015 draft. That happened to be Jameis Winston. So, and that happened. I heard Sean Payton talk about that on Colin Cowherd a couple days ago. He goes, we're just standing there and we're losing, and then Tampa just pulls their starters and we win that ball game because they did it on purpose because they want to get the number one draft pick. And so we asked Albert Breer yesterday. Breer's with us every Tuesday at 8:35.
From Monday Morning Quarterback and SI.com.
We asked Cap his thoughts about tanking. Does tanking work in the NFL? Listen.
It's a good question. I think the problem with it, Hoodie, is that it has to be like in the right year. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's so valuable to have one of these quarterbacks. You look at the way that some of the best teams in the league got their quarterbacks, and it wasn't through tanking, you know. The Chiefs were a playoff team the year they drafted Patrick Mahomes. They just traded up to get him. The Bills were a playoff team the year they drafted Josh Allen. They traded up to get him. The Ravens let Lamar Jackson fall into their lap. Now the Bengals had the first overall pick, so that's, you know, the other way it can go, where, you know, sometimes there's a player really special atop the draft, and you have to have the first pick in the right year to be in position to take that guy. There are different ways to look at it, but I'd say generally the answer is usually, like, probably not, you know, because, you know, you have to be bad the right year. And Indianapolis is a good example of it. Like, they just happened to be bad in the two exact right years. And even then, you know, they couldn't build well enough around Andrew Luck to make that work, you know. So there are a lot of factors that go into it. But, you know, clearly finding a way to get a great young quarterback is the fastest way to establish yourself as a great team. And I know a lot of fans out there think the best way to get a great young quarterback is to be bad.
Okay, so that was Breer yesterday. You can hear that full conversation on the Cap and J Hood feed on the ESPN Chicago app. Just click Cap J Hood Tuesday, the second hour. Now, you and I as baseball fans know the quickest way for you to get to the World Series or to be able to be a perennial playoff team
is tanking.
That's the Houston Astros.
Different sport, different way you do it. Because in the NFL, there's no minor league system. You get X number of draft picks here or there to make a few trades, get a few more, and you have your cap room. In the major leagues, you get a pool of money. You can go over to Venezuela and sign 20 of those guys.
Yep.
And try and develop them, and one might turn into Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's a, and you get more time.
That's correct.
When Theo rolled in here, he was clear. I don't care what Shea Norling thinks. It's going to take 4 or 5 years to get this turned around.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. It did.
So Shea, we know that in baseball, you can be able to tank. Caps Cubbies were able to do that. The Sox World Series championship came out of nowhere. That was not a tank job. It was just a team that just came together.
They're rebuilt now from a tank job, though.
Yes. Oh, no question. You had to go through and you had to endure the Ventura years. God,
right.
To be able to get to where you are right now.
The Astros, total tank job.
But what about the NFL, Cap? What about the NFL? And let's talk about the NBA as well. Same situation, right? We know the teams that are bad. Sacramento's always in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Teams like that, always in
Detroit.
The lottery. Detroit, always in the lottery. Because they feel like they can build onto something. But the bad organizations, the ones that are not all in financially, those that are poor talent evaluators, can never get over the hump. You can have young talent, but once they're good, they're out.
Correct.
It's like, I don't want to be part of this because you're not building toward anything.
Correct.
But what about the NFL? The Bears are doing this on purpose. And we know the Texans are doing it on purpose because more than likely they won't win another game. So the Bears are going this route. Will this be a successful route? Because this does not happen in the NFL. You can try. Does this mean a Super Bowl? That's my question. This is the lane that they picked.
It depends who's in that draft that year.
You got your quarterback settled. Now what?
Like, go back to the 2017 draft. If the Bears had tried to tank, they were just a bad team that year. They had tried. They got the pick of the quarterback litter. They got the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
They took Mitch, and they left Mahomes sitting on the board.
Yes.
That's more than tanking.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns needed a quarterback. They didn't have Baker Mayfield then. They were picking one and like four or five. They could have had Patrick Mahomes with either one of those picks.
Mm-hmm.
They effed it up.
So what do the Bears covet? Like in the NBA, everyone wants Wembanyama, right?
Yes, Victor Wembanyama. He's 7'4" and he's insanely good.
They want him. Now, the Bears have their quarterback cap. So now, like, you are tanking and they pick the lane. And I know we say this a million times, but for some, they don't get it. That the reason why you don't have Roquan Smith and Akeem Hicks and all these guys is because they said, let's clear the decks. Let's get cap space. Let's get draft picks and reimagine the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this over.
It's a great word for it.
But,
reimagine.
But, Cap, it's not for the quarterback. Usually you clear the decks for, man, that we need that pick. We need to lose out so we can get that guy. But what about the Bears? And if they're going to do this, does this mean they're going to win? It works better in baseball because it's, as you mentioned, you laid out the fact that it works better in baseball. But what about the NFL? Where's the proof that tanking works in the NFL?
There is no proof. That's my argument with Shea, where he thinks you could turn this thing around in a year, and I don't.
Well, that's where the Bears are going, Shea. So now what?
Well, once again, I never said you can turn it around in a year. I said you can move forward more than you're giving credit in a year.
Do you bring a construction crew in to move the goalposts every segment?
Oh,
you
not,
said in our meeting
the
they could win.
Talking about moving. I was just going to add, if you'd let me finish the point, I was just going to add 8, 9, 10 wins, you move forward. I think that the Bears can do
that. That's turning it around.
I have a rule in the draft, okay? Ready?
Yes.
If you're picking in the top three, you better take a quarterback. If you have a quarterback, you shouldn't be picking in the top three. So if you have a top three pick and you have a quarterback, trade it. Get more plug-in starters. That's how you go forward.
That was the other thing. How many calls did we take? And he just said it and couldn't disagree with him more again. If you have a quarterback, you shouldn't be picking in the top three. We have a quarterback and we're going to pick in the top three. How many calls did we get all summer? Kev, you're out of your mind. If Justin is the guy, you can't be 3-14. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can, and you can see it.
And you're finding out now Justin is the guy, mm-hmm. and you're going to be 4-13, 3-14.
I'll admit I was wrong on that. But again, I'm saying if you have a quarterback in place, you don't pick in the top three. And what I mean by that is the Bears can't use that pick in the top three. Trade out of it, get more picks down the line, and plug in starters. That's how you move forward. If you're picking in the top three, it has to be a quarterback. If you're going to move out, if you have the quarterback and you have a top three pick, move out of it and plug starters.
See, that's Shea's solution in a season in which you're tanking. He says you're top three, so just trade straight out of that pick. People are going to value, maybe the Bears will be number two. They'll value that number two pick and you get more.
There were a lot of people that said the Bengals should trade out of that pick. They went, no, Ja'Marr Chase is that special. We're taking him. And now they've got this dynamic combo of Burrow and Chase.
What if
there's a guy sitting there at pick two and Ryan Poles says Ryan Pace screwed those picks up. I'm taking that guy at two. He's that special.
Yeah. I mean, that'd probably be a defensive starter, someone on the line.
Remember when the Bears had a really high pick and they traded down so they could get Rex Grossman and Michael Haynes?
Who was terrible?
Both were terrible.
Yeah.
So trading down is not automatically the panacea for all that ails you.
But by the way, Ja'Marr Chase was pick five.
Oh, five.
So,
whatever.
So what is the panacea, though, in the NFL? Because, again, you heard what Breer said. Breer said, yeah, if you want to get the quarterback that you covet, yes, you do this. But the Bears have picked this lane of tanking, and I'm not sure. Listen, I'm not against what the Bears are doing. I just want to see the results. Is that fair?
Very fair.
Just want to see the result. And this is why in Shot or No Shot, the question was, what was it, Shay, about the NFC North? You asked in Shot or No Shot about
the Bears have the brightest future in the NFC North?
I don't know that.
They have one first-round pick that they made on their roster. One. That's a problem, man. You don't fix that in 1 year. You don't.
The Bears are tanking, and I know a lot of our calls, a lot of people, Cap and J-Hood Nation, talk about, oh, just lose out, get that pick. Okay, so then what? Are you sure that tanking in the NFL or for the Bears will work? Think about it. Give us a call. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Taking your phone calls on tanking in the Bears next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap and J-Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. The same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the hockey show. Barstool Chief and the best hair in the business, radio or TV, Pat Boyle.
Patty B.
Need some hockey talk? You got it right there. The hockey show available on the ESPN Chicago app.
Can I ask you a question?
Brought to Aiken Law.
No, it's part of the topic.
Oh, is it?
We can give him his mention.
Oh, okay.
3126 million for the great Howard Aiken. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball.
If I gave you right now, you dropped onto your roster, you're going to have him. Micah Parsons and pick the best left tackle in football, whoever that is. Just an ace at left tackle. You get the best guy. How many more games do you win?
On this team?
Yeah.
Not that many.
Exactly. That's my point.
He is a difference maker, but not the end all. Because remember, Micah Parsons is a top talent, and everyone pales in comparison to him.
Right. But we had the leading tackler in the National Football League. How many games were we winning? We weren't.
Right. Right.
We had a guy who sacked quarterbacks more than Micah Parsons last year. 18 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't winning football games.
He would just be the one difference maker, but you need more than just him.
That's my point of how many holes are on this team. You can't fix them all in one offseason. And then we've got no depth. Poles was on this show. Depth is the biggest concern for me right now. We don't have any depth. So guys go down with injury. Who are you putting in?
Right.
Smith Marset.
Right.
Now he's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, Darnell Mooney's out. Who's playing for him?
Mm-hmm.
Valus Jones? Stop.
I like to see him in the passing game. Just once. Not the running game, toward the passing game.
Correct.
Let's just take a look.
He was drafted to return punts. He couldn't finish that job.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, because you're asking if you just parachute in Micah Parsons, how many more games do
and
you
a
win,
left
right?
tackle.
Sure. So the Bears have money. They can go buy a left tackle. You right. go get Orlando Brown. This is just me hypothetical speaking into the next offseason.
Mm-hmm.
You go buy Orlando Brown. Then you draft whoever, Will Anderson at two. Does that make you better? Or do you do what I'm saying you should do? Trade out of that top pick, because no matter how special that kid might be, you should give yourself more chances at scratching off the lottery tickets mm-hmm. and just plug starters in everywhere. You have to fill so many holes. Get out of that pick because the quarterback is in place and plug starters.
Okay, so you trade that second pick and you have two first rounders and a third. Let's just call it that. What is the hit rate? Remember we had Joe Banner on.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Banner used to run the Browns and I think the Eagles.
Yeah.
And he said the hit rate on a first round pick is at best 50%. So you're trading back. So now let's assume that you hit. I mean really hit. On one of your two picks. The other guy's okay.
My point is I don't think you have to. I think if you draft Will Anderson at two, he needs to be Aaron Donald. If you draft starters at, you know, whatever you end up getting, if it's 4-16 next year, a first and a third this year, mm-hmm. you just get starters, that's a win. If you get Will Anderson at two and he's not Aaron Donald, you get fired.
Yeah, ultimately you're trying to build on something, but I understand the point. If you trade out of two and you get more picks, you better be able. You talk about the hit rate, it better work.
You're not going to hit on every pick in your trade. You're just not.
You won't.
No GM in history has.
But you get more bites at the apple, and I think that's part of what the Bears need is they just need to find
and
starters.
That's my point why it's not a turnaround in 1 year where you win 9-10 football games and sustain it. I just don't see it.
So our question here this morning is, does tanking work in the NFL? For you that have been tweeting us or calling us saying that the Bears need to keep losing out so they get a top draft pick, what is this going to end up being? Because I think that there are some that are confused when it comes to the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball. These are different sports. In the NFL, show me the example of tanking and winning the Super Bowl and staying up there. Now, you take a look at the Rams. The Rams are going in the wrong direction, but I admire them pushing all their chips in the middle of the table, going over the luxury tax, going whatever they have to pay, Cap, to be able to get a Super Bowl. They did it. They did it with Matt Stafford. Of mm-hmm. all people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they got as much talent as possible. They're paying through the nose for it at the end, though, because they're not Golden State, right? They're not Golden State saying we're going to go all in and do whatever it takes and have sustained success. In the NFL, you are if you tank, does that mean that you're going to win? This is where Houston's going. This is where the Bears are going.
Correct.
Now, look, I have no problem with them getting better. I just want them to be a perennial winner, Cap. To make sure that you're in the mix, like the Vikings, like the Packers in the NFC North. That's what I want. Be in the mix. Not pop-up stores like Sylvie says, hey, we got a championship. Now we don't. Screw that.
Correct.
Screw that. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. In Gary, here's Justin on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J Hood. Good morning, Justin.
What up, Justin?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Listen, you know... I love the show. I've been listening all week, and there's been times where I've had to step away. You know, I respect you guys. I love you guys, but I cannot believe the Kool-Aid that I'm being delivered on the show lately with Fields. I personally believe they need a tank, and they need to be looking at a new quarterback. I don't believe this guy is our new franchise quarterback. Now, having said that, I called you guys last year. We had this exact same conversation, and I was told he did not have wide receivers. He did not have targets to hit. This year, it's the front line. He doesn't have any kind of blocking. What is going to be the next story next year? I there's so many excuses.
Well, Justin, all you said is true, though. I mean, all things are true. You don't have the weapons. The offensive line isn't very good. Those are all true. That's not excuses. That's the actual truth.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with you more. He is our future. This is our guy.
So how long? First off, what are we doing this for? We're doing this to win a championship. We're not winning a championship with a running game, running the football all, you know, the entire half the season, hold the, you know. What I would like to see is some actual passes, some completion, some long. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, some tight passing like that, where he can sit in the pocket, he can read the field appropriately. I haven't watched a game, a possession where I haven't seen a play look like it was broken up, and he's running. You know, and of course now he's hurt.
Okay, you know, so let me ask you a question. What do you think of how the Eagles play?
I haven't seen many Eagles games this year.
Okay, well they're the best team in football, and they throw the ball to Jalen Hurts is throwing it to AJ Brown and Devontae Smith, and they run it with Miles Sanders. Oh, and by the way, Jalen Hurts has more carries than Justin Fields. Josh Allen, Buffalo, he runs the football a lot. Right. They run the ball.
He does, but I think these are more experienced quarterbacks.
Yeah,
and mark my words. I think we are going to be having this same conversation next year and the year after. And my question is, how long are we handcuffed to this Titanic? Till this organization starts turning around, we start looking at a new quarterback. Because I think it starts with the quarterback, and then we can build around that.
You have the quarterback. You have the quarterback, Justin. Stop with the let's change quarterbacks again. It's got to be the quarterback. He's got no shot right now.
Yep.
He's the captain on the Titanic, and the thing is sinking. I can't understand why he can't dock the boat.
Yeah. So he's saying draft a quarterback. So in other words, if he was drafting, he'd get C.J. Stroud.
Or Bryce Young.
So like Young probably will go to the Houston Texans. I'm just saying, like, he says get another quarterback. Well, listen, if you're not watching the games, you're not watching the games.
Correct.
And there's some that don't. But if you're watching the games, you see that the offensive line is not very good yet.
Correct.
It's not the complete package. The weapons are not the complete package. When the Bears are good, a lot of these guys won't even be on the team.
Correct.
So it's just about watching the games. And this goes back to our 7 o'clock hour. Justin's one of those guys that thinks that Justin Fields is supposed to stay in the pocket and just get killed. Did you see the first 4 or 5 games of the season? You see what that looked like?
Correct.
With that line?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I'm right. At the end of the Lions game, when they were down 31-30,
yeah,
when they stopped rushing their ends to try and sack him and they fenced him in and he couldn't get out, he ended up on his ass. Remember, he came to the press conference and there was blood all over his ear and he had to get it stitched because they beat the H out of him.
Does tanking work in the NFL? Will the tanking work for the Bears? That's what they're doing. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. South Bend, Indiana. Here's Ryan on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey. So I had called in earlier and just about what you were talking about. I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio, so I'm an Ohio State Buckeye fan big time. I watched Justin play at Ohio State, where he had great protection, and he also had great receivers. Garrett Wilson, stud on the Jets now. Mm-hmm. Chris Olave, stud on the Saints now. And then another guy that he had for a couple years there, played his last year at Alabama, who's now on the Detroit Lions.
Jameson Williams. Yeah.
Jameson Williams. When Jameson starts playing, stud. Oh, and yeah, by the way, Jackson Smith and Jigba's freshman year, stud. So if you
How about Jeremy Rukert, the tight end? He's on the Jets.
Absolutely. He's a stud, too. He hasn't played much this year, but he's a great tight end. I guess my point is if they build around Justin and they give him the protection that they need and they give him some weapons, then the sky's the limit for that kid.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate the phone call. You heard that, Justin. The sky's the limit. You got it?
I hear it, yep. I'll stay tuned, but... I'm curious how long it's going to take to build this team because, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I feel like I'm listening to Cap during the Trubisky days.
Oh!
Okay. If you want to compare Justin to Trubisky, my brother's an eye surgeon. I can get you an appointment.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air as we talk to you about the tank. Answer the question. Does tanking work in the NFL? Will this tank work for the Bears as far as them getting to the playoffs?
He doesn't look like Josh Allen. Well, Josh Allen has Stephon Diggs and who else? Gabe Davis, Isaiah McKenzie, Dawson Knox, and a really good O-line.
Yeah, and he runs with the football as well. Again, yeah, you can have conjecture, but if you watch the games, you can see that's where the league is going. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app to talk to you about tanking for the Bears. Listen, you and I have always known, Cap, where the Bears are headed with this, because polls want to look at this team and say, you know, if I just get rid of some of these veterans, and I know that hurt the heart of a lot of Bears fans, they're thinking, man, because it's a new GM and a new head coach, things will change. No, because polls saw the forest for the trees, the bigger picture.
Right. And that's why we kept screaming. I know I did. People got tired of hearing it. We don't have any talent.
Here's a question, Shay, outside of this Bears conversation. So why didn't Seattle do that? Were they thinking they're going to tank because it's Geno Smith? Like, okay, he's a placeholder for what's next. Because they have been winning unexpectedly, especially early in the season.
Maybe they knew. I mean, the thing with Seattle is we all thought they were going to be bad, right?
Yes.
Did Pete Carroll ever come out and tell us we're going to be bad?
Nope.
And they also didn't trade away guys. They traded Russell, but they got a bunch back. They also have DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. They've got, who's their tight end? Disley? Will Disley?
They could have shut it down, though, and they're 6-5.
They have a great culture there.
Yeah, really, like, talent-wise, I don't think they're anything special. Metcalf's good. Tyler Lockett's fine. I mean, Will Disley, I think, is a guy.
Tyler Lockett's better than any receiver we have.
Okay, but we're talking about one of the worst teams in football here. I'm saying, like, true, relative to the league, I don't think Seattle's anything special. They have an incredible culture, and Pete Carroll's proving now that it had nothing to do with Russell Wilson. Maybe he's just bad and was holding me back, because that's kind of what it looks like. I mean, you've unlocked Geno Smith.
They also had maybe three home runs in this whole draft. They drafted a starting corner, a running back, and a left tackle in one draft.
Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Jim in Elmhurst on ESPN 1000. All right, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, first of all, Hoodie, couldn't agree with you more. You made a comment earlier about you just want to have a perennial winning team.
Yes.
And, you know, I think part of the problem, you know, whether it's the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA, is people get, like, I think winning a championship just becomes a little bit overrated. You know, I'd rather focus on us just having a team that, you know, wins all the time and sometimes wins the Super Bowl, sometimes they don't. And so what concerns me is, like, I'd rather trade that number two pick and build a perennial winner by having more players, picking more players, mm-hmm. younger players. Like, I wouldn't want to go out. Like, Orlando Brown is okay to go ahead and sign for a decent amount of money because he's only 26 years old. But, you know, going out and signing you know, a big older player right now that may be good, what does that really do for us in the long run? I think we just got to keep on building around Justin Fields, and I do think he's our quarterback.
I just don't want the Bears to Rick Hahn it and say that we tried. You still, with all this space you have, though, Jim, you've got to be able to get some free agents in here. You've got to.
Yeah.
Because it starts the building process.
Correct, but you have got to keep adding players. And I get Shay's concept of trading back. You better hit, man.
Yeah. Here's Jim in Crystal Lake, another Jim on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood.
Sup, Jim?
All right, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I got 2 points to make. So, you know, we don't know if tanking is going to work. It's no, you know, exact science, of course. And, you know, I think that's why, you know, My ultimate question with that is, what good is winning going to do at this point? You know, I mean, what good is winning going to do 4 or 5 weeks ago? You know, 7 or 8 wins isn't going to get them anywhere. And I think the Bears management saw that, you know, and they said, okay, well, we might as well pick a lane. And that's what you guys talk about all the time, is they picked a lane already. And so we don't know what's actually going to work, but I mean, a tanking, at least at this point, might give them better chance. But my second point
is... But tanking doesn't work in the NFL like it does in baseball and other sports.
It does not. There's no minor league to develop.
See, that's our bigger point. Our overarching point, Jim, is that the Bears picked this lane to tank, but tanking doesn't work in the NFL.
But we don't know that. We don't know that yet. It's only time's going to tell.
All I have is examples all throughout the league. There's a number of teams that's always languishing in last place that try to build to the draft. It doesn't work. They're not Super Bowl champions. So
you can't say that because you don't know the future. You don't know the future. You don't exactly know what's going to happen. In the past, it hasn't worked. But we don't know that. We don't know that. This is a different time. It's a different era, and we can say that throughout history. My second point to this is, you know, Cap was given whomever, you know, garbage about saying 9 or 10 wins next year. Well, I fought the great John Yurkovich. He says nine wins adamantly this year, but we can't say 9 or 10 wins next year? I mean, that's the kind of a double-edged sword for me on that one.
Scenario they were ever winning 9 or 10 games this year.
Absolutely 100% correct on that.
And that's we're not winning 9 or 10 next year and sustainable. You tell me they're going to go sign a bunch of 30-pluses and they all hit? It's a pop-up like Sylvie talks about. If you're going to build this thing the right way, Jim, they're not a 9-10 win team next year. I don't see it. I don't.
Listen, we don't know. You're right. We don't know what the future brings. But all I'm armed with is the knowledge that teams that try to tank are not perennial winners or go to the Super Bowl. That's all. All I have is history. That's all I have.
Right. If I told you dropped, who's the best quarterback in football? Patrick Mahomes?
Sure.
If you drop Patrick Mahomes onto this Bears team this year, what's their record?
Probably, well, with this
6-11,
maybe 5-6 wins.
Right,
he'd just be another boob in blue and orange.
He'd be running around, laying on the ground, going, "Can someone block somebody?
Yeah,
can I get a receiver to get open?" But when he throws to Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, he hands it to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He has all those studs in front of him, and then he's got a pretty solid defense. You're like, wow, that looks totally different.
Sonny is in Racine, Wisconsin on ESPN 1000. All right, Sonny.
How's it going, fellas?
What's up, Sonny?
Sup?
Nothing much.
You good? Hey, you good? Sonny, you good?
I'm good. Always, man, always.
Okay, just checking.
I just want to weigh in real quick. Tanking, I don't know. I mean, if you land a stud out of it, whatever, but I doubt it. You know, we got to build the right way, okay? And then my second point real quick, I just wanted to ask you fellas, because I heard the other guy saying that Justin isn't the guy or whatnot. Besides last Sunday, when he was under center, how much points were we averaging?
Who are you talking about? Justin or Trevor Siemian?
Justin.
When he was under center?
What do you mean when he was under center? What do you mean?
When he was playing. How many in those last couple games that Fields was playing, how many points were we averaging?
In the high 20s.
In the high 20s, right?
Yep.
With nobody around him, and he's not the guy. Now imagine if we had a defense. Are we winning games?
That would help, yes.
Well, he's got to get
a better. All I'm saying is.
Yes, but you had to get. You have to improve. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
You got to get him multiple receivers and multiple offensive linemen.
You know where my mind went, Cap, when he said under center. I was thinking like shotgun or under center. I was like wait, he was under center?
What I was thinking. Did they move? Yeah, that's where I was.
That's where my mind was.
Same here.
312-332-ESP is our phone number. All right, Sonny, we appreciate your phone call. Kansas City, Missouri, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Tony on Cap and Jay Hood. All right, Tony.
Gentlemen, great show, great segment.
Thanks, Tony.
Hoodie, with you 100%. As for you, Mr. Kaplan.
Oh, boy.
You can go from whatever. They're going to win 3 games this year. You can go from winning 3 games to winning 10, 11 games the next year. I'm just telling you. It's been done here in Kansas City. Chiefs 2013. 2-14. Remember Brady Croyle? Yeah, he was on Hard Knocks, your favorite quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
The next year, Andy Reid came here. They won 11 games, bud. I'm just saying it could be done. I get your points that you're trying to make. I understand. Tanking. Ask the Cincinnati Bengals before they got Burrow how great tanking went for 30 years. I get it. But it can be done, Cap. Just have a Coke and a smile sometimes and sit back and relax, buddy. All right?
Okay. First of all, 2014, you said they won how many?
He said 2. And you say, like, they won two or three games,
They went from 2 wins to 11 wins.
No, they went to 9. Season. They won 9.
No, sir. No. They started 9-0 when Andy Reid got here.
And what year are you telling me?
It was what, 13-14?
Okay, 2012 with Romeo Crennel, they were 2-14.
Thank you. You're right.
2012.
And then what?
11-5, and then to 9-7.
Exactly, Cap. So it can be done. That was those were the first two Andy Reid years here.
They got more talent.
Just go get Andy Reid.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll draw some eyebrows and a mustache on you.
They had the number one overall pick. They took Eric Fisher, I believe.
The reason I push back so much on this, Kaplan, is because if I hear we don't have any talent again next year, then there's a problem with Ryan Poles.
I don't disagree. Go fix this. There should be, but there's not going to be as much as you think there's going to be.
I'm not saying that the Bears are going to be some great shakes. Look around the league. Half these teams suck. Are you telling me that we can't get enough that you can go luck into 8, 9, 10 wins
and
contend for a playoff spot? These teams are horrible.
See, but my bigger point to all of this, guys, for everybody in the room, is that, yes, can you win 9, 10 games, Cap? Sure. I mean, you can get there, but that's not my goal. My goal is for the Bears to be a perennial playoff team and get to the Super Bowl. That's my whole thing, to always be in the mix. Always be in the mix, because after all, we are Chicago.
Agreed.
I mean, so that's my whole thing. Like, getting there, hey, can the Bears win 9 or 10 games? Okay, great. Now what happens the following year? Do you have injuries? Do you regress? Are you in the draft the next year? That's my whole point, to always be there.
I'm building towards the big win 12, 13 games in 24 and contend for the Super Bowl. That's the building block. Next year, show me you get better. Then 24, foot on the gas, go.
Yeah, that Chiefs team that went out and traded for Alex Smith.
Yep.
They had 9 Pro Bowlers Andy Reid's first year, many of whom they brought in.
It's just tiresome being a Bears fan, seeing the team get to the playoffs and then just bottom out. What are we, the Florida Marlins? Here's a World Series championship, and now we bottom out to 70 wins. Here's a World Series championship. I don't want the magic trick. I want to see the team be able to always be in the conversation.
But this is what happens when you miss on 3 of 4 top 10 picks, Ryan Pace. Kevin White, yeah. Leonard Floyd, Mitch Trubisky.
I understand that.
You missed 3 in the top 10. That's what happens.
Maybe this will be the team that bottoms out. It won't be the Texans. Nonsense. Garbage organization. Maybe it's the Bears that can be able to be like, okay, we got this salary cap room. We're moving it out. We have a new system in place. Here we go. Will the Bears be a perennial playoff team before they get to Arlington Heights?
Wow. They better be.
Shot or no shot?
Will Eberflus make it?
He will not.
Wow.
Hey, Cap. Will the Bears be in the playoffs on their new frequency?
Not the first year.
How about the second year of the new frequency?
Potentially.
Okay. 312-332.
It's funny because it's bigger than normal.
3776 is our phone number. The Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day on Chicago's Home for Sports.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood. On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app, we'll hear from Greeny at 10, Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia at 2, Bleck and Abdallah from 6 to 8, Freddie and Fitzsimmons in English from 8 to midnight here on ESPN 1000. Now time for the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Which the dog says, you know what? I'm going to get my revenge. I wanted water and you didn't feed me. Stanley, I don't have any water for you. You already had water, pal. Oh, really? How about this? Bam!
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut
But it's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Brought to you by...
That would be Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom, Matt Moore. You know what I'm going to feature today? Try the Dover sole. It's incredible, and they do it tableside with a lemon butter sauce that is insane. Get a little asparagus on the side, maybe some broccoli. Go with the champagne vinaigrette dressing on the lobster salad. Try the mint Oreo ice cream pie and thank me later.
And that Dover sole from Dover, Delaware. Folks.
Not really.
When you're at the dinner table, think about it. You know me. It's Joe.
Oh, my God.
Dover sole. America. Where am I? Anyway, so, by the way, we have a purchase as a show. We got to do something, Cap, you and I. You and I are going to put our money together, and we're going to get Brian Robinson's big hat. Have you seen this?
Yeah, the big hats from the Washington Commanders running back who wore it after the game the other day.
So what's the inspiration, Brian?
I don't know. I'm just helping promote, you know, one of my guys. You know, he made big hats, so y'all want one? You know.
Now, this was all a setup because, as you well know, because you and I both covered locker room scrums before, right? If you looked at that video, all the players are out. Brian Robinson's laying back. There's still media in there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Brian Robinson puts on this big hat that looks like an umbrella.
It's funny because it's bigger than a normal hat.
It's a huge hat, right?
Huge.
And he's this there pretty much in the press is like, what's with the big hat? What's the inspiration? He's trying to sell a hat. Now, what did you see, Shay? Was it... The sales are up, what, 2,000% or whatever?
2,000%, yeah.
All right, send me the link. We're going to order one.
Let's order a big hat.
It says, take that.
Can we do that? Can we put our own embroidery on there?
I don't know. I'm going to find out. I want to put one behind me for the recaps. Take that.
That thing is huge, though.
Oh, it's enormous. It's like you put an umbrella on.
It's crazy.
I want to know how much it weighs. Like, that's got to be hurting your neck after a while.
I would think so, too, as big as it is. I can't see that thing being light and fluffy. So check that out, by the way, on social. Brian Robinson's big hat. We're going to get one for Cap and Jay Hood. By the way, it's amazing how we as Americans jump on anything, any bandwagon that's hot. So the World Cup. For those that are firmly entrenched in watching soccer, this is nothing new for them. But, of course, when the World Cup is on, Cap... And America is at stake. I didn't see the numbers yet. I know. Have you checked Richard Deitch or some of the other people? John Oran? I've not checked and seen
the
ratings were from yesterday.
Should be good.
But man, nothing. I tell Peacock this all the time.
That'd be his wife.
Just Peacock.
Has a Peacock.
Yeah, I just have a Peacock. And so I tell her this all the time. You know what's holding up television? Is live sports. I mean, it's the middle of the day. I'm sure that thing got millions and millions of people
between
watching.
Streaming and everything. Dude, I was in the newsroom over at TV and I'm walking around. Get it out of the end! Kick it! Like, I'm screaming at the TV. Everybody was fired up. That last 20 minutes was intense. Snarling. You had to be going nuts, man.
My heart was pounding out of my chest, man. Seriously, I was like...
That play at the end when the ball got by the goalie and our defender kicked it back out, like, oh, God.
And there's no tension release. It's just intense right until the ref finally blows the whistle. Even when they clear the ball, it's like, still got to play defense again.
Now imagine if that was the NFL or the NBA, where it's like, I'll let you know when the game ends. Like an NBA team or an NFL team at extra time. That's ridiculous to me.
Crazy.
But it's amazing how we just glom on and just, you know, be part of this. And MLS fans are like, we've been here all the time. Yeah, but it's not the same stakes like the World Cup, right? MLS fans are like, what about us? They watch it every week.
And Messi's coming to the MLS. That's amazing.
All dozens of those MLS fans watching every week. By the way,
hold on. In Seattle and other places, Portland, they sell it out, kid.
Who cares? Noggin Boss sells custom hats, big hats, $50 to put a custom tag on it. $125 total. We're getting a hat.
Let's do that. Give me the link. I'll order it today.
Thank you for listening and twitching. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Charlie. So long, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow at 7.
Take that.
From Chicago.